No, that's in the Aboriginal voices. Oska dewa nyawar oska, ne jota FM, CFRC.
And it is 6 o'clock, and you're tuned to CFRC 101.9 FM. And Nathan was really great to introduce us with his introduction there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Life's beautiful today, isn't it? Sunny all day. High pressure.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Yeah. Mm. Not to mention, I got this special tag that I have to wear today, and it's great. It makes me feel good.
All right.
I'll wear it all day tomorrow. I'll be like one of those kids that get something special.
Yeah.
You just keep wearing it.
Today and tomorrow.
That's right. Start it now.
Yeah.
I was looking at trying to get into using passwords, and it brought up a whole lot of thoughts about how to keep track of your passwords. I'm old school. I use my index cards.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I tried every one of those passwords going back in case I missed something, and the software keeps telling me that if I've already used six of the passwords, six attempts to get in,
right.
If I use 10, I'm out completely.
Mm-hmm.
So I won't do that again for a while until I do some rethinking.
All right.
So you and I can plan to figure that one out later today. As we go. But I just want to remind people, you know, that changing passwords is important from time to time. But from what I can see, there is another friend of mine who's trying to kind of consolidate the phone and the computer and different computer at home and so on, tried to do some changing of passwords, and then they went back in, or she went back in to use the program, the app, and it turned out the passwords weren't accepted. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, so it meant about 4 or 5 days of trying to figure out what happened, and then to make a phone call.
Oh, you made a phone call?
Oh, I didn't. She did. to the outfit she was trying to get into to get her information.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And what'd they say?
You got to go in person.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, and bring ID.
Oh, goodness.
So I'm saying that, you know, you got to watch what you're doing.
I got locked out of an app.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe 2-3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think it was during COVID. And, it was this particular place. It was a restaurant of sorts, I guess a fast food one.
Mm-hmm.
And no word of lie, I couldn't just like send my email address, and they send you back like the thing, like the this
right.
is how you reset it.
Mm-hmm.
No, you had to call and have like pieces of identification. I just won't go there anymore.
Oh, is that
like
right?
I'll tell you off air what the
place was. Yeah, that's all right. But that can happen to you.
It seemed like, what? Why?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not like the CIA. You're not the Pentagon.
Well, but they are trying to protect people on one side, and on the other side, it's so frustrating when you get caught up in it.
Not with this place. It just seemed like really.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, anyway. Bad news from an Indian country.
Yeah.
Did you hear? You heard. You did not hear.
I did.
Only the people in the know heard.
No.
So, unfortunately, Graham Greene,
mm-hmm.
Dances with Wolves actor, passed away. I think yesterday morning, word was sent out via that Moccasin Telegraph, and the world has not ever been the same since.
No.
To know that kicking bird is no longer around.
Graham Greene was involved with the Red Green Show.
He was also, and I had not really known this, but he was also in Dry Lips How to Move to Capless Casing.
Yes, yeah.
He was his, I guess, his breakout role.
It was definitely his breakout on stage, yeah. But he was also in Shrek movie.
No. His breakout, like, when he began acting.
Yeah.
That's how I read it.
Oh, okay. But on stage.
But now you're going to tell me different?
No. I'm just saying on stage, because he did plays.
I think he started out doing plays.
Yeah, yeah. But he was also on Shrek. Do you know what part he played? Well, voiced.
You don't?
Oh, okay.
I watched Shrek a million years ago. But I don't think I've seen it since. Which one? Tell me. Who?
Graham Greene's on. I don't know who he was. That's what I'm asking you. You are the guru of television and film.
Yeah, but I never ever watched. I'm not a huge cartoon fan.
Oh, okay.
He was in Tulsa King. Mm-hmm. He was in Seeds. Seeds is by Gunnet Dio Horn of Gunawage, Gunazadage, I guess. And Reservation Dogs, bunch of TV shows. V for Vengeance, he was in 1883, played Spotted Eagle.
Mm.
1883 now, if you want to watch a show.
1883.
No, 1883. If you want to watch a show, watch the 1883.
Oh, okay.
Like, if you want to get dug right in to, a binge watch scenario, 1883. 1883 starts in 1883, I believe the folks, it's like wagon trains from Texas to wherever Yellowstone Park is.
Hmm.
Where is that, Doug?
In the Rocky Mountains.
You don't know either.
Colorado or Wyoming? One of those two. But I would say Wyoming.
No, I think it's Wyoming. It was quite a ways because it took them like several weeks.
They were headed for Idaho.
Is that where they were?
Yeah, because that's the lowest place to get a crossing to Oregon.
Yeah, he is also in Longmire. He played a, a bad guy in Longmire.
No.
Yeah.
Graham Greene played a bad guy? He'd be really good at that.
He was really, really good at it.
He's got such a sense of humor, or he had.
No, I think he did.
Portrayed it to everybody.
I see no Shrek on here.
No? Not at all? Huh.
I'll look. I'll continue looking.
All right. Yeah.
That was, well, I'm in 2006. I think that was like in the 90s, right? Shrek. Beachcomber's Christmas.
Oh, my. Well, wasn't he part of the Beachcomber's?
I don't know.
Just a guest star, eh?
Skinwalkers. He was in Skinwalkers. Mm. Snow Dogs. Skins. Anyways. Oh, he was in the Green Mile, so.
He was in or part of it?
It says in.
Yeah, in the prison part.
He played Arian Bitterbuck.
Mm.
Alongside, what's his face? Tom Hanks. Gray Owl, Misery Harbor, Stranger in Town. He was in this movie called Clear Cut. It was brought to my attention again this morning, and I was like, oh, yeah.
What's that?
You don't want to watch it.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who have seen it. And if they have, well, there it is there. He plays Arthur. Give us a call. What's that number, Doug?
613-353. Yeah, CFRC. So it's 613-533-2372.
Yeah.
How's that?
Give us a call.
Okay. Yeah, and while you're doing that, I'm going to play a song. And, well, I guess We Are the Stars goes with your story here.
He's not been in Shrek.
No.
Why did you think he was in Shrek?
Yeah, I thought he was a voice in Shrek. We'll come back and verify this. You're going through your magic toolbox there.
Nope.
Not at all?
Not even once.
Ooh, my goodness. Shrek 2? I'll keep trying, don't worry. All right, here, this is a song that I think when you got started with the Graham Greene tribute, I will play this one about We Are the Stars. Think about it.
When I looked up, I fell into your dreams. I looked into the light in your eyes. Watching you floating across the evening sky, and I smile, start dancing. Oh, when I fell from the stars, you caught me with your heart. Time to close my eyes. I'll let the silence carry me through. Our light is a voice for the spirits of choice. Come home to the stars.
Students, moving into your new place in Kingston? Don't forget one of the most important things: setting up your Utilities Kingston account, because no one wants to move in and discover no water or electricity. Good news, it's super quick and easy. Just head to utilitieskingston.com and fill out the form to open your account. But heads up, it can take up to 5 business days to process, so don't wait until the last minute. Got questions? Visit utilitieskingston.com.
CFRC 101.9 FM is pleased to present an Airwave YGK matinee featuring live performances by Birdbone Theater, Foster Shea and Sudak, and the Oscar Evans Group. Come for an eclectic musical adventure featuring traditional Slavic sounds, folk pop, and jazz ensemble works created by local artists right here in Kingston. Join us at the Broom Factory September 28th from 1:30 to 4 p.m. for three great back-to-back performances by these wonderful local artists. Folks can come enjoy food and drink for sale in the Broom Factory's licensed cafe. Tickets are available now for $15 in advance via CFRC.ca or $20 at the door. The CFRC concert is made possible through the support of the City of Kingston, Kingston Arts Council, the Kingston Music Office, the Broom Factory, and our friends at Kingston Soundworks.
With Open Mouths, the podcast is hosted by Carnita Lilla, Associate Curator, Art of Africa at Agnes Etherington Art Center. She sits down with artists, musicians, curators, and spoken word poets to discuss the expressions of their practice. She finds out how they found their artistic voice, which life events shaped them, and who their inspirations are. Find new episodes on Digital Agnes, CFRC's website, and on your favorite podcasting platform. Subscribe now and join us for moving and inspiring conversations.
Hey, hey, hey! You want to kick the summer heat and get a nice treat? Don't hesitate to make a date to visit Old Farm Fine Foods. Pizza, frittata, sausage rolls, sandwiches, soups, and more are ready and waiting to get in your belly. Plus, you can also buy fresh and frozen food to prepare at home. Pop into the shop Monday through Sunday between 8 to 6 at 204 Berry Street. And don't forget to follow Old Farm Fine Foods on Instagram at oldfarmff to get the scoop on the latest goodies. Old Farm Fine Foods, comfort food you can count on.
Well, there you go, Sean. That's a bit of information for everybody, and yeah, it's really kind of an interesting setup for us.
Because, how do you figure?
Because we have a special event if you want to try it. Do you want to try it?
Yeah, we can do it.
Oh, okay.
You do it,
it's
though.
Part of it. You can help me. Not on this startup. But the Historical Tracks was a project that we plan to do just in August, and that is to take a look at Robbie Robertson's playlist, I guess. And he's not going to be doing any more now, but I thought, okay, this would be good kind of to fit in. But he's, you know, you look at the focus on the three powerful tracks that were picked out. Go Back to Your Woods, Hold Back the Dawn, and Rattlebone. And so I thought, okay, let's try that and see what we can do here. Because, you know, Robbie tried to do some things related to bridging cultures and weaving together his Mohawk heritage with rock, blues, and folk. I don't know if you can really do that, but he tried, and he did some really interesting things. So we're going to have some fun with this tonight ourselves, if you don't mind, and we're going to see if we can I guess this is September 2nd. Oh my goodness. All right, so we're going to have we're going to start with Go Back to Your Woods, and it's a song that he published in 1998. We were already on the air for 5 years then.
1998.
Yeah, on the album Contact from the Underworld of Red Boy.
I think I remember that.
When it first arrived here at the station.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that's... So as we get looking at the song itself, and it's not too bad because it's about not quite 5 minutes long, the song, but his lyrics sort of evoke a strong sense of returning to one's origins, mm-hmm. and it doesn't matter who you are really, but also to the spiritual sanctuary of nature. We've done that a lot on Aboriginal Voices, talking to people who do outdoor learning and just get out on trails, all kinds of things. They lead to many places, right?
And they do.
They even are going to lead me to do more reading. Yeah, but also, you know, the fact that so many Indigenous peoples globally think very, very carefully about being on the land or being out in the environment to look at it, to listen to it, to wander in it. And so it's something that Robbie wanted to bring to his music. But he says that for many nations, it's a reminder of the importance of respecting and understanding the many connections to the land. So this adds to people's wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to go back to hold back to no. Go back.
He didn't do that one.
Go back to your woods.
Go back to your woods.
Yeah, that's the one we're going to do.
Hold back the dawn is a different.
Campanella, chow wow. Going downtown, won't turn around. Before we came into this world, we came from a far land. And now we are here to tell the story. From way back, we got fire on the fire. Engines, here they come from a reservation. Here they come, here they come.
Well, there you go, Sean. That's Robbie Robertson's "Go Back to Your Woods," and we're having some fun. You know, this is pin night for me.
Pin?
Pin. Yeah, like you give me a pin, not a pen.
A pin.
Yeah, and now we have a special guest who's
going to
just drop in and say hi. But right in time for us to share this next song.
She regrettably does not want to talk.
That's fine.
Like on air.
Well, yeah, but she's been riding her bicycle to get here in time for the show.
She doesn't show signs of riding a bicycle.
You haven't given her a big hug yet.
Oh, thanks.
I hope that bicycle's locked up outside, though.
Me too.
Yeah. Because there's so many people around campus.
Oh,
All right, my gosh. So,
sticky fingers out there.
What's happening? What's the next song?
Oh, gosh. What do you mean, what's the next? I don't know. Is it Hold Back the Dawn?
There you go.
Okay.
We're going to just hold it back.
All right, so the lyrics, they evoke a strong sense of returning to one's origins.
That's right. Yeah, and we have a returning person to the show. Yeah. This show, Aboriginal Voices, right here at CFRC.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that was why it was such a good
point. Why did she come?
To visit.
So, spiritual sanctuary of the nature and the wisdom of elders.
Woo.
Yeah,
oh,
right? That's the go back to your woods.
She's
one.
Come to talk to you.
So, for indigenous peoples globally, this resonates deeply with the ongoing struggles for land rights, cultural preservation, and the reclamation of identity.
Okay, and that's so important, especially in the 2025. You know, because there's so many people working on making sure that their identity is not lost from coast to coast to coast.
Yeah. Also, it speaks to the universal human need to contact. With where we come from, and also to find strength in our heritage, for all nations, it's a reminder of the importance of respecting and understanding indigenous connections to the land, and the wisdom that can be found in those traditions.
You know, and that line in there that you say, you know, to know where you've come from.
It's a call for introspection.
That's right. Oh, that's
and a return to the fundamental truths that often get lost in modern society.
And these were words and lines in music that Robbie Robertson wrote before Murray Sinclair and the other folks started to write the Truth and Reconciliation Report.
Murray Sinclair was stealing?
He probably was listening.
Stealing.
Robbie Robertson may have had the biggest impact on people like him.
What do they call that?
Appropriate?
No. So they got a different word.
Okay.
You know.
Plagiarize.
That's it.
But he didn't plagiarize.
Sounds like he did.
Now you're going to get yourself in trouble. Not
okay,
me.
So after all of that.
The elders are coming after you.
After who?
The elders.
They'd side with me.
Okay.
Like, yeah, I guess maybe he did.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we owe all our thanks to that Robbie Robertson.
Okay.
Next.
Yes.
Next, we turn to Hold Back the Dawn. It's another track from the same album. And this carries weight of history, sense of impending change, and confrontation.
Mm. We're going for it. The confrontation. Yeah, you and I. Here we go.
Well, and...
Thank you.
there you go, Sean. Hold Back to Dawn. That's the one you were telling me all about. But, you know, that is peaceful, isn't it?
I seem to remember Tom Jackson doing a Hold Back the Dawn.
He may have, yeah. But you're going to have to look for that. Hours and hours of searching through the stacks. No? Or did you find it?
No, I did not.
Okay.
But it's a totally different song than that one.
Oh, is that right? Well, the next one we have is slightly different, because this one's Rattlebone. And it's, you know, sort of, Rattlebone is more like a powerful ceremonial instrument, you know, the Rattlebone itself. You know how they make them? Have you seen those where you get a bone and it, you put corn in it? Not popped yet.
All right.
Yeah, or, you know, you can put pebbles in.
That's what you want to do.
But, you know, the idea is to evoke good storytelling and try to help heal situations, you know. So if you need it, it's more like using it during drum ceremonies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, but once Robbie Robertson was comfortable enough to put this together, he's looking at, you know, scoring, you know, underscoring the idea that there is wisdom and power in traditions. And that's what he's telling us, you know, that the importance of traditions in anyone's community. So we're going to try Rattlebone. And if you feel like getting up and dancing, we'll let you.
No.
There you go, Sean. That was Rattlebone by Robbie Robertson. And that's the end of our series called Historical Tracks on with Robbie Robertson.
Is that like completely the end?
Of Robbie Robertson, yeah.
Oh, you're not going to pick somebody else, are you?
I was going to talk to you about that, but...
Why?
Just the names there. Rachel's going to read them out to you after. And then you tell me what the theory is. No. We're going to do something else because I only have a few minutes left. And we've got an interview.
Kristen, we do?
Yep. Kristen's coming back to talk.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so happy.
Yeah. And then we have a
song. Is that for hour two?
It'll get us up to the hour two. Oh. Yeah. Take us right almost to 7 o'clock now. So.
Anything to take us to 8 o'clock?
I won't tell you that yet. I'll show you why after.
All right.
Because I have to have approval before we do these. But I just want to introduce what Kristen's going to talk about. And she's been part of Aboriginal Voices, the series related to female Indigenous artists who picked their hero. And
who is this,
remember
Kristen?
this was a project that the Native Women's Association of Canada did on the $20 bill, or the idea of having
the $20 bill.
Yeah,
do we need it?
The back of the $20 bill. Well, there are a lot of them out there, so be good, very good, because what Kristen's going to tell us about
50. That's where it's at.
No, I don't like seeing those. The $20 bill is going to...
Is the
it's
50
more
all like brown or
in
is
circulation.
That the
100? It's a green... It's
bright.
Got a green...
Orangey.
Oh, the 50's orange. But the $20 bill is
I think they could
a
do
green
something
color
nice
and
the,
everybody fits into that color.
Do something nice on that $50 bill.
That'll be your project.
Yeah?
Yeah. But Kristen's going to tell us about this.
See if we can run
right
that by Carney.
His name's on the bills right now.
Probably,
yeah. You take a look. You got a whole pile of them in there.
No, I don't.
Yeah. Yeah, your pocket's full. I've seen it.
No.
Yeah. All right.
No, it's gone.
What's that?
Got to pay bills.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I'm all set to have Kristen get ready to go
week.
Before we go to 7 o'clock.
Go.
Hey, you're back for another one today. What do you have for us, Kristen?
Well, the artist today is Annette Sullivan, and she's a professional Indigenous artist of Métis and First Nation, as well as older Inuit heritages.
That's interesting because she's talking about her ancestors to start with,
mm-hmm.
and not herself. It's interesting.
Right.
Especially with what you're going to share with us in a few minutes about a hero that she has selected. So
that's right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we actually have a fair bit on this artist, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
She studied drawing, painting, and textiles at Beale Art in London, Ontario. And following that, started a career in billboard painting and graphic design. Once her family matriarchs passed away, Sullivan was compelled to paint the stories of Native ancestors.
Mm.
So I have a little bit of information about her family and ancestors. So they're members of the Muskrat Métis of the St. Clair region. And Muskrat describes a language and a people whose French-Canadian voyager grandfathers worked the fur trade in the waterways and tributaries of the Great Lakes. And so these men married Native American women, and their unions melded ways that resulted in a unique culture featuring its own style of art, music, dance, dress, food, and spirituality.
Lots of music in the family. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the arts coming along mm-hmm. there for her.
Yeah, Annette feels very extremely fortunate to have been immersed in Métis culture since youth. And their Ojibwe Cree grandfather was a Métis fiddler, a whittler, and a farrier. And their grandmother was a craftsperson and seamstress, and both were avid storytellers credited for sharing traditional indigenous teachings.
I wish we could have some of those stories to share with our listeners here. So who did she pick as the hero?
Okay, well, Annette actually picked Mother Earth as her hero. Sullivan's colorful images in the woodland genre offer insights into topics of historical trauma, community landmarks, and indigenous ways of being. So for their submission, Annette chose to depict Mother Earth with sweetgrass in her hair, sitting in a canoe, and she felt that this reflected the Earth's wisdom combined with concepts of cultural sustainability.
Oh, that's okay. So a lot of people may not realize the impact of using those images, but I guess the storytelling through the artwork that she's doing, because A, she's in a canoe, Mother Earth is,
yep.
And she has a braid of sweetgrass.
Yep, for her hair.
Okay. And what was the other thing that you said that she has?
It's just Mother Earth with the sweetgrass sitting in the canoe, but it's reflecting the Earth's wisdom and concepts of sustainability.
Okay, so that's where all the stories are tied up and collected.
Right.
Yeah, like I said, I wish we had those stories. Maybe that's what we could do at the end of this feature, add the stories.
Right. Yeah, she uses lots of color in there. I would say it's mostly blue, but then features a lot of bright colors. I think, is that the sun that's red in the center?
Yes, and it looks like it's probably the setting sun, maybe, because it also taints the sky colors.
Right. And I thought these were icebergs.
Oh.
Is that, what did you think they were?
I'm not sure. You think those are icebergs?
Well, it's a canoe. Mother Earth's in the canoe, and kind of looked that way to me.
In the very distant background.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. And it almost looks like there are maple leaves around it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's morning. Maple leaves are red. The sky is red. The sun is red. The sky is featured, looks like that probably the sunset or sunrise that you've seen in a little while ago.
And there's a little animal with her. Is that a beaver in a basket? Okay.
Yes. I'm pretty sure that looks like a beaver because that signifies the fur trade, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not just the fur trade didn't just collect beaver pelts, but that was the main part of everybody's collection.
Right. And I think it's interesting that she put Mother Earth in a canoe on the water, too, because that represents the voyagers that she talked about sort of creating the culture that she grew up in.
Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't see a fiddle in there, so...
No.
Is there any music in there?
Is this perhaps a drum in Mother Earth's hand?
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah. And this is a big leaf wrapped around. You know, does that symbolize anything significant to you?
I'm going to have to look closely again. Oh, is that a blue leaf?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Other than it's big enough to be a tobacco leaf.
That's right, yeah.
So, sweetgrass, tobacco, the drum, maple leaves, and icebergs. But again, that, you know, the melting of the ice from the ice age that in our area of the Ottawa River and the Great Lakes, that melting of the ice brought rocks and sand and silt from the far north with it.
Yeah.
But it also probably carved the land a little bit and made it possible for the voyagers to travel like that,
right,
and follow traditional trade routes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, it's definitely one of the brighter bills out there we've featured. So lots of color, sort of lots of animation to it. It's very vibrant.
Mm-hmm. Does she use that in her own artwork that she did?
Yeah, it seems quite similar. We have some of our other art in front of us here. It seems to be very brightly colored, lots of sort of animation, animated features of the animals and the people that are included. So it's a very unique style for sure.
Mm-hmm. Quite interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's the artist is Annette Sullivan?
Yes, it is.
Okay, yep. Good. Okay, last comment about her work.
Again, just sort of choosing something off the beaten path and just a public figure. Mm-hmm. We had that by Laura Dieter earlier. She represented a strong female. It wasn't a specific person. So this is, I think, the second time we're seeing that, you know, Mother Earth representing that strong female without being identified as a single individual, right? So I think that was an interesting choice.
Mm-hmm. Kristen, thank you very much. And we're going to have Robbie Robertson's song, Ulali, was with him in it, and it's called Mokchi.
Yeah.
Aboriginal Voices.
Well, Sean, there you go with some really good music. That Robbie Robertson's music with Mock Chi.
I do enjoy it.
Yeah, and that fit right in with what Kristen was telling us about the artist and the and. And the artist's hero. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, that's a fun project to have been involved with Kristen, and she's done a great job bringing all the information together, and then in 20 minutes or 8 minutes, as this one, she helped put the show together.
Nice.
Well, we do it with the microphones, but. Yeah,
that's what we do.
Yeah, that makes it a lot of fun. So I'm just looking too at the way the time goes, and we have another hour of Aboriginal Voices.
A whole other hour?
Yeah, yeah. So this is going to be good. But
oh, good.
The whole hour is going to be dedicated to
folks
one,
at
to
home
one thing.
Are saying to themselves, "Oh."